Governor Gavin Newsom has been doing mop-up this week, responding to critics who called him out over photos of him with Lakers legend Magic Johnson and other movers and shakers at the NFC Championship game at SoFi Stadium on Sunday. All of them were maskless in the pictures in violation of COVID safety regulations. Newsom says he took his mask off for the snapshots, but otherwise was covered up at the game. In this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews says the governor might want to opt for some damage control that includes one of Newsom's favorite activities, picking up trash.
The governor has been all over the state since last year, beginning the recall campaign, picking up trash, old mattresses, painting over graffiti, so many times. I mean, I think if he goes to the Super Bowl, you know, definitely he should join the crews in the post game, you know, cleaning up SoFi Stadium. It's almost becoming a defining image of him. He's done it in almost every media market in the state.
It sounds like the kind of thing that makes for a good occasional photo op and an opportunity to get a political point across. But does Newsom really make a habit of picking up garbage, really?
Yes, this appears to be a thing. I mean, yes, there's a policy angle. They've got a over $1 billion sort of cleanup strategy. The politics, when they first started doing this in the recall, you know, from his sort of style to his polysyllabic talking of too many words to the whole French Laundry thing, he needed to probably get his hands dirty, show us that he's not floating above us, one of them. But he's still doing it. And it's him, I'm told reliably, that it's him making the decision to do these events, not his staff. I was in the presence of one staffer of his recently who plaintively wondered why the governor enjoyed spending more time with trash than the staff. But so there is something that, whether a message being sent or something that connects with him personally, that he sort of found here. And I actually think he's onto something, Jerry.
Well, I mean, there's no question that it is a universal sort of uncontroversial message to be sending of sort of, you know, responsibility, whether it's for the environment, your community, what have you. And like you said, it's also a way of sort of making him relatable. But you say that picking up garbage is also part of the governor's job. How so?
Yeah, I think he's metaphorically now hit upon the essence of the job. I mean, what does the governor do but to pick up after the rest of us, right? We have a huge number of people who think they have ideas that are really quite bad. And a lot of what a governor does is pick up those ideas, whether they end up in bills he vetoes or in ideas, appeals for programs in the budget. You say no an awful lot. And it's like trying to govern in a junkyard. You spend a lot of time trying to tidy up one place or another so you can get a little something done.
I want you to play this out for me here. Take the state budget. Yeah. Governor Newsom has put his spending proposal out there, and now he's going to be spending the next couple of months sort of negotiating, hammering out with lawmakers what exactly is going to make it into the final budget. What does that have to do with garbage?
It's all garbage. He wants to do something big on homelessness, but our homelessness sort of regime is a junkyard full of old and discarded and half done, outdated programs. He has to some way kind of trash a lot of those and build something new. I mean, he's trying to do something about Medi-Cal, you know, the state version of Medicaid. It's the same kind of thing. There's all this detritus lying around that you have to deal with that's in your way. I mean, the governor is a garbage man. It's the same job.
That might come as a big surprise to a lot of Californians who think of the governor as someone with a fancy state residence and some nice office digs in Sacramento.
It's true. Not all garbage men can call up the National Guard either. You know, it's a little bit different, but that's really the essence of what's going on here. And so when he's out there, you know, the garbage, you know, he's not, I don't see that as a photo op. I think he's sort of expressing in the physical world along the side of the 110 or then up on the 99 what his gubernatorial existence is really like.
As far as you know, has he ever weighed in on this habit, talked about why he does it?
I put it to him recently. I had a chance to communicate with him directly and put it to him, like, what's with your obsession with picking up the trash? Is this political? Is it metaphorical, policy, or spiritual? You know, cleanliness being next to godliness and all of that. And his reply was that in state government, often feels dealing with the abstract. So getting out there, It reminds me of his days as a mayor when he, you could see your work more clearly. You could be more hands-on in the sort of impact, the success or failures you were making. But, then he said, at the end of the exchange, he said, I would note here that the governor is a Catholic. He said that, there is a spiritual dimension for him, and he invoked faith and works like a good Catholic should. There's something more to this that appeals to him because it's not like there's a clamoring for the governor to be out there picking up trash.
Joe Matthews is a commentator with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week. And you are listening to KCRW.